The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day. The House of Israel was taken captive by the Assyrian Empire in 732 through 718 B.C., and the nation of Judah, which was only one tribe of Israel, called the House of Judah, or the Southern Kingdom, were taken captive about 130 years later by Babylon. They did not prolong their days, just as God had said, because they chose not to obey God. They made their own decision to their demise. Is it possible we, the United States, are doing the same thing? Have we made our decision not to obey our Maker? In the days of Noah, just before the flood, God only saw one man on earth obeying him. The pressure was on Noah to cave, to go the way of everyone else, of doing what was right in their own sight, floating downstream to their destruction. Integrity and character had been thrown out the window. An attitude of only evil, 24/7, was in place. It makes you wonder where we are as a nation and as a world. Personally, you may want to ask yourself, where am I? Have you made the decision to do it your way? How close is this world to the mindset, attitude, and foul character of the pre-flood world? We can't be far away. Had there not been at least one righteous man on earth, all human life would have been destroyed. We should be very thankful for righteous Noah. Otherwise, you and I would not be here. Christ said all life would be annihilated from the earth if it weren't for the elect's sake in the end time, which we are very close to now. Notice what Christ had to say in Matthew 24, beginning in verse 21. Speaking of the very end time here, Christ said, "For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be." Christ is speaking of a time that is unparalleled in human history, a time that we have never seen before and never will see it again, thankfully. The worst time of trouble that has ever come upon humanity. Now, verse 22, "And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened." My friend, if your mind and your eyes are open at all, you can see that things continue to go downhill, to get worse. You can see that we are headed in to those end time events that Christ is speaking of here. Jesus Christ will have to intervene to keep man from annihilating all life from this earth. You should be very thankful there will be a few righteous people, a few Noahs, people that are still choosing and making their decision to obey God, and will be doing so right up to the very day or hour or split second Christ returns. What was causing all the evils in Noah's day? Why did God have to destroy man except Noah and the seven that were with him in the ark? Genesis chapter 6 tells us it was because man's nature had completely taken on the nature of Satan the devil. Now, do we read of any good nature or any good deeds in Satan? Man was not created or born with Satan's evil nature. We acquire it by beginning to live his way, the way of Get. We make our own decisions as to which nature we put on, either God's nature or Satan's nature. When we read the history of man and see the problems in the world today, it isn't difficult to figure out whose nature man has acquired. That's why there are so many evils that we don't like and wish weren't there. That's why the flood came, and that's why Christ will have to intervene to save man from himself. Just maybe you should ask yourself, whose nature have I dressed myself with? Whose mind, attitude, and character do I have? Have I made the decision to follow the crowd, even though I know it isn't right? Have I caved under pressure? Can I use that for an excuse not to obey my Maker? Well, no. God says you are responsible for your decisions and your actions. You must realize that no one but you makes your decisions for you when it comes to obeying or disobeying your Maker. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, beginning in verse 19, notice what God or Christ, the one that became Jesus Christ, had to say to our forefathers way back in the 1400s B.C. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendant may live. Means choose to obey God. That is the way of life. Yes, obeying God is the way and the right way of life. Verse 20. And God says, if you do this, notice what verse 20 says. If you choose to obey God, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. God says choose life, meaning living by the word of God, which brings blessings. God doesn't force you to live by his word. It is your decision. If this world had made the decision to live by the word of God, we would have been living under blessings. But this world, and that includes our nation, America, is living under curses, just as God said we would be if we persisted in disobeying him. That is exactly what we have done, and we see the result. And we don't like the results, do we, my friends? Mankind has made the decision to follow Satan's way of get. That is the mind, attitude, and character we have dressed ourselves with, and we are living under curses. But we seem to like our way of life. Very few are willing to change and live by the law of God that produces blessings. The whole world is struggling, trying to cope with all the evils, our curses that we have brought on ourselves by making the decision to disobey our Creator. Now, we don't like all the curses we are living with, but we like the way we live, which is a pleasure for the moment. Notice what Paul had to say here, or Christ had to say, or certainly inspired to be said, in Hebrews 11, beginning in verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. That should give us an idea as to when we should begin to obey our God, when we become of age, when we are old enough to choose and make our own decisions. Going on here in verse 25, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. Yes, the Bible calls sin a pleasure. Adam and Eve thought the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil looked pleasurable, it looked good, it looked enticing, and they sinned by doing so. Sin has looked pleasurable to mankind ever since, and we have been willing partakers of it. Yes, we like the thrill we get from doing wrong, making our decision to ignore the laws which God gave to us to live by, and if we would obey them, as a nation, we would be reaping blessings. We would like those blessings. We would like to be debt-free. We would like to have happy marriages, obedient, respectful kids. We would like our nation to be crime-free, mental institutions, nursing home-free, jails and prison-free, hospital-free, tax-free, drought and flood-free, storm and hurricane-free. We would like all our food to be packed with nutrition and pesticide-free. We would like our workplaces to be pressure-free. We would like our government and our religious organizations, our friends and neighbors, to be free of lying and deceiving. We would like for our schools and colleges, parents and churches, to teach us how to live, not just how to earn a living. We would like everyone to treat us with respect and be concerned for us. We would like peace of mind, peace in the home, peace in the nation, and peace the world over. Yes, my friends, we would like all to be well. We would like everything to be the way it ought to be, and it will be in God's world, which is just around the corner. Notice what Christ had to say to our forefathers, ancient Israel, way back in the 1400s B.C. In Deuteronomy 4, verse 39, it says this, therefore know this day and consider it in your heart, that the Lord himself is God in heaven above and on the earth beneath. There is no other. God wants us to know him and be acquainted with him and obey him. Well, do we even know the true God? If we do, you would think we would be obeying his word. And if we were, we would not see the myriad of problems and curses which are plaguing us today. Verse 40 continues here. You shall therefore keep his statutes and his commandments, which I command you today, that it may go well with you and with your children after you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord your God is giving you for all time. Yes, a promise from our Maker, that if we would obey our God, things would go well for us and would have been these 6,000 years from the time that Adam and Eve were created. And things would go much better for you, my friend, if you began to obey your Maker. Well, it's very plain as to why things aren't going well for our nation and you and I as individuals. It is because we don't have the heart, mind, and attitude to obey our God. God knew this 3,500 years ago. Notice what he had to say in Deuteronomy 5, verse 29. Oh, that they had such a heart in them, that they would obey me and always keep all my commandments, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. God knew that we didn't have that heart, that mindset, and that attitude to do that. And it hurt God to know that. Obeying the laws that God put in motion would have produced the blessings we all want, and still would, if we would obey them. Again, it is very clear as to why we are living with so many curses. Yes, there are many evils in our nation that you and I wish weren't there. But our nation as a whole doesn't want to obey our God. So these curses keep piling up, chasing and overtaking us just as God said they would. How about you personally? Do you want to obey the true God? You should, because that's the only way you will have a better life. Think about that. You need to think about that, my friends. If you're hearing my voice today, you need to think about that. Our forefathers went into captivity because they didn't obey God. They had many other problems before they went into captivity as well. You need to think about that as well. You are the one that makes your decisions as to whom you obey and the lifestyle you live. And you need to think about that as well. God commanded over and over again, choose to obey me, keep my laws. And that includes the Sabbath, which is just as important to God as the other commandments. For instance, the commandment where he said, you shall not murder, and the 8 other commandments as well. God will hold you accountable for your bad decisions. He did Adam and Eve, and he does you and me. We are paying a high price for making the decision to obey the false god of the earth. But you can change. The question is, and this is what you need to ask yourself, will I change so that I may have a better life? We invite you to request our free articles, The Knowledge That Counts and Satan's Lies. All you need to do to receive those articles is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or log on to our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and I hope, my friend, that you will understand and begin to obey your Maker.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org, or call us at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.